go to any church, except for weddings or for funerals. At 17, I entered the university, really to satisfy my father, who wanted me to study medicine there as he had. That is where I had my first drink, and I still remember it, for every first drink afterwards did exactly the same trick. I could feel it go right through every bit of my body and down to my very toes. But each drink after the first seemed to become less effective, and after three or four, they all seemed like water. I was never a hilarious drunk. The more I drank, the quieter I got, and the drunker I got, the harder I fought to stay sober. So it is clear that I never had any fun out of drinking. I would be the soberest-seeming one in the crowd, and all of a sudden, I would be the drunkest. Even that first night, I blacked out, which leads me to believe that I was an alcoholic from my very first drink. The first year in college, I just got by in my studies. I majored in poker and drinking. I refused to join any fraternity, as I wanted to be a freelance, and that year, my drinking was confined to one-night stands, once or twice a week. The second year, my drinking was more or less restricted to weekends, but I was nearly kicked out for scholastic failure. In the spring of 1917, in order to beat being fired from school, I became patriotic and joined the Army. I am one of the lads who came out of the service with a lower rank than when I went in. I had been to OTC the previous summer, so I went into the Army as a sergeant, but I came out a private, and you really have to be unusual to do that. In the next 2 years, I washed more pans and peeled more potatoes than any other doughboy. In the Army, I became a periodic.